The following is the realization of His Holiness Jaya Advaita Swami.
Nandarani wrote in her offering that I'm not practicing very seriously. Of course, that's a humble statement, but in another sense, that's true, because it was her nature that she liked everything about Krishna consciousness. So she didn't have to practice very seriously. As a child, she was automatically enjoying these activities of chanting Hare Krishna, associating with the devotees, circumambulating the tulsi plant, worshipping the deities. As ordinary children have fun in going to the movies or playing materialistic activities, she was having fun by seeing the deity, by worshipping tulsi, by chanting, by being friendly with the devotees, and by talking about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, doing some nice service for Krishna. So that's practically a natural attraction for Krishna. So from Bhagavad Gita we understand that if a person is naturally attracted to Krishna, that means that this is good fortune accumulated in previous lives. Of course, anyone who comes to Krishna consciousness, he must have had some previous good fortune. But it's mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion that sometimes someone joins, and from the very beginning, he has an attraction for chanting and hearing. So that means he must have acquired spiritual advancement in the previous life. So this girl, from the very beginning, she was enjoying Krishna consciousness. Not like some of us that it's you have to do it if you want to get free from material miseries, then you have to do this, you have to do that. For her, it was a natural fun, natural enjoyment as her childhood activities. So that means that she's a very special soul, taken care of by Krishna. Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe. Someone's born in a family of Brahmins or Vaishyas, then that's a sign of good fortune. But Kule Bhavati Dhimatam, if someone's born in a family of devotees, that's a sign of still further advancement from the previous life. And not only to be born in a family of devotees, because one may be born in a devotee family, but still not be so attracted to hearing and chanting, may still be a difficult case. But this girl was born in a devotee family. Practically, she was living at Hare Krishna land. Either she was living at home, which was also like Hare Krishna land, or else she was living here at Hare Krishna land, Juhu. So she was already, practically speaking, living in the spiritual sky and performing devotional service as a natural function. And by Krishna's desire, she carried on that program till the end. And now she must be going on with that program by Krishna's desire, the program of serving Krishna and enjoying the nectar of devotional service.